Monday, November 2nd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is Matthew Kruse with the Comstock Report. The USDA reported that 743,000 metric tons of wheat, 2.2 million metric tons of corn, and 1.6 million metric tons of soybeans were sold for export last week. That was above trade expectations for wheat and corn and a bit disappointing for soybeans. The trade will be looking soon to see if the election result changes anything with how China is complying with Phase 1. China has done a pretty good job of laying low during our election so as not to become a campaign issue and acting like a good customer trying to comply with Phase 1. There was more risk off in CBOT markets Monday AM. December corn was off 4.25 cents, January soybeans off 8.25 cents, and December Kansas City wheat off 4.5 cents near 5 AM. The corn basis tightened to 2 cents under here, so there was no weakness in the cash market. I think that basis will continue to improve. There is a strong impression that commercials did not get a comfortable inventory from the harvest. There is no apparent heavy thumb being put on the scales for these markets by the election other than the general uncertainty that comes with change. There are still some significant amounts of corn to be harvested in the northern corn belt, particularly in Wisconsin and Michigan. It is November, which means that it is time to get it out. This week looks good weather-wise. 85% of winter wheat is planted and just 62% emerged. They plant it in the dust and then hope for rain to germinate it. Just 29% of wheat in Kansas and 11% in Oklahoma is good to excellent. The Texas Panhandle has experienced drought all year, which is hard to handle. They are living off crop insurance and government aid. We had a client there that did not harvest a bale of cotton last year and is already calculating his disaster payment this year. They have yet to harvest there. Dr. Elwin Taylor says that this is the drought decade of this century akin to the 1930s. That means that farmers will have to use crop insurance more aggressively. Too many claims and crop insurance deteriorates. Some farmers reduced their coverage last year to save premium expense and ended with reducing their gross income more. There is a center of drought in the Corn Belt now that is more likely to expand into spring rather than shrink next year given the La Nina. We have not had a good spring rally for a few years because of large carryovers. I think that tightening balance sheet should give us a strong spring rally in 2021. You are listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Concern over the global rise of the second wave of the pandemic is weighing on oil prices. Gasoline stocks went up 1.89 million barrels, while distillate stocks declined by 3.83 million. Crude oil stocks are still well above seasonal averages. The increase in gasoline stocks is due to a decrease in demand. Weekly ethanol production fell by 7 million gallons, while ethanol stocks fell by 12 million. That is pretty neutral. USDA will make an early release of some of its key agricultural baseline projections next Thursday after the market closed. Included will be a first look at government ideas about acreage for 2021. The latest crop production estimates peg the 2020 area mix at 90.1 million acres of corn, 83.1 million acres of soybeans, and 44.3 million acres of all wheat. High wind was the weather trend again this weekend. The northern stretches of the Corn Belt that are dusted with snow should see a quick melt early this week. While the south gets a break from hurricane rains, so conditions should revert back to mostly favorable for remainder of row crop harvest efforts. Farmers in Brazil planted nearly a fifth of their soybean crop last week in a massive effort to play catch-up after drought caused a slow start to the season. The forecast is still slim on rain over the next 2 weeks, which should allow planting progress to stay quick. Soybean yield will not be a major concern if monsoonal rains eventually develop in a better way. However, the harvest will be pushed back to cause a corresponding delay in soy export availability, and second crop corn plantings will be vulnerable to production loss linked to the shorter season. Ukraine's grain crop is being marked down by local estimators who expect total production to fall about 20% this year. The country's corn harvest is thought to be nearly 90% complete. Drought is still expansive across Ukraine, but conditions have improved some as winter wheat develops before dormancy. Drought in Russia has also helped to pull Black Sea wheat export premiums to 5-year highs. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more market information, reach out to us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.